You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So we are in the middle of a discussion. So it's a fine starting point. We don't have to worry about that. But the middle of a discussion about Suffek Eruv. Right? We had our Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph talking about this case of we're not sure if something happened to it. We have a bunch of fun, exciting things that might have happened to it, covered in a gal, something collapsed on it, or it blew away, or it burnt, or it was truma, and it came time. So any of these things that would ruin the Erev. But the question is, did it take place before it got dark or after it got dark? If it took place before, right before this for this point, if it took place before, then it's not a good Erev. If it's after it got dark, he was already kona shvisa, and it's fine. Now, what if we don't know? That's Suffek case. So that's what we said in the Mishnah. Going back a moment, is a machlokes. Suffek, Rimei Rabbi Yehuda, Omrim Harizeh Achamar, right, meaning that it's not good. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Suffek Erev Kasher. They say that it's Kasher. And we've been using Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, just dropping off his chavrusa, who agrees with him, just to simplify it. Well, not only just to simplify it, because also we're going to see their names repeat in other Mishnayos where we would hope that their opinion would be consistent, and it seems not. So we saw possible contradictions in Rav Meir Shita, Deraisa, Derabanan, back and forth, trying to show why it's different than these cases of Tumah and Tahara. And now we're going to take a look at Rabbi Yossi, because we're going to still have a problem. Kasha de Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. We still have a question of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. So again, what did Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah? What was his opinion? If you have Suffek Erev, he said Kasher. However, in the case over here of all these Suffek Mikvaos cases, right? So there he said it was not good, right? Rameir was Mekel, and Rabbi Yossi was not. Do we find him? We track him down? Do we track down Rabbi Yossi over here? Rabbi Yossi Matame. Right? We found him, located. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi is Matame. So why is that? Over here we say by Erev, Suffek is Kasher. And over here, Suffek by this multiple cases of Mikvos, seems to be that he's Matame. Why is he Machmer over here? So Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana Sha'ani Tumah. It's different with Tumah. Hoel v'yeshla ikar min haTorah, because Tumah has its ikar in the Torah. Now these cases of Tumah and Tahara over here, are we talking about Derais or Derabanan? You can remember back from Thursday night. Are these Derais or Derabanan? These are Derabanan, right? In the Derais cases, we were machmir. They said, but if it's only this type, certain gzeros of the 18 gzeros from Masechah Shabbos, if these are these certain cases that it's a Derabanan Tumah, so that's when we're mekel. So, but nevertheless, it's ikr min haTorah. It's rooted in the Torah, meaning that why do they make these derabanans in the first place? It's based on not confusing deraisos, and if you have a suffix of tumah, we don't want to confuse people. So now, over here, hold on. Shabbos nami deraisa hi. But Shabbos is also deraisa. Right? So if we're saying Rav Yossi is very strict when it comes to tumah, even tumah derabanan, because it's ikr, its root, it's rooted in dinei deraisa. So we're like machmir when it comes to suffik. Okay, shayach. Erev also, it's deraisa. So the Gemara responds, kasav Rav Yossi tchum and derabanan. And Rav Yossi holds that tchum is derabanan. So we'll have to clarify this point. But we know that there is a machlokas in the belt about tchumin is a deraisa derabanan. We actually had it on the previous amud. Right? This was a shita we learned in Masechah Shabbos. I don't remember if we learned it here yet. We learned it in Masechah Shabbos for sure. That Rabbi Akiva holds tchumin are deraisa. Rabbi Meir, we said on the previous amud, maybe he also holds his deraisa, and that's why he's machmir in our Mishnah. He holds his deraisa, so we consider that. Rav Yossi says it's tchumin derabanan, but here's the difference. Take a look at Rashi. Hova yeshel ikram na Torah. Actually, no, you know better. Shabbos nami diraisa hi. So atchumen parach. He's asking on tchumen. Lemeimar de tchumen diraisa ukrabi kiva b'mesecha sota. We're assuming right now. Not that like Shabbos itself is diraisa, obviously, but tchumen are diraisa. Umashi the Gemara answers, k'savar Rebbe tchumen derabanan umishum de lo leisu lezilzulei b'shar sveikos de melecha Shabbos. That since you're not going to come to be mezalzel the other sveikos of melecha Shabbos, leka lemixer, there's not going to be a gzera. De lo damu melechos tchumen, because we're not going to confuse malachos and tchum, Shabbos. Aval tumos damu la'adadi, but tumos are similar together. So meaning, this is the point. The cases of tum and tahara that we're talking about over here, all these sveikos, these are derabanan. Tchum, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Eruv case, is also derabanan. So why is Rabbi Yossi machmir in the case of these tum and tahara, and he's mekel when it comes to the Eruv, because he says, if we're mekel over here in these cases of derabanan, someone is likely to also say, oh, we have another suffix of Tum and Tahara and be Mekel. However, no one's going to be confusing Melecha Shabbos and Tchum Shabbos. People are clear that, no, these are 39 Melechos, and Tchum Shabbos is not one of the 39 Melechos, it's a separate din. Deraisa Derabanan, so Rabbi Yossi holds a Derabanan, but no one's going to confuse that with one of the Melechos of Shabbos. So just because, like we say, suffik by tchum and suffik by eruv, by particularly eruv tchumen, we're talking about. We're not talking about like carrying it. We're talking just walking outside the zone, right? We're not talking about hotzah. It's not connected to any malacha eruv tchumen. So if we're makel by a suffik eruv tchumen, no one's going to think, oh, and also if it's a suffik malacha of Shabbos, we could also be makel. No one's going to confuse that, and that's why Rabbi Yossi doesn't mind being makel when it comes to eruv tchumen. However, when it comes to tumah and tahara, even Tum and Tahara Derabanan, someone's going to confuse that with Tum and Tahara Deraisa if you have a suffix, and we don't want to confuse people over there. And that explains why Rabbi Yossi is going to be machmir by the suffix of Tum and Tahara, but machmir when it comes to Erev. Okay. And if you want a little bit more, get your money's worth here. This one is his own opinion. And you know what? What if I bring you a diuk?
I don't like this.
What if I bring you a diuk, though? I'll bring you a diuk. Yeah, I'll bring you a diuk. Maybe you'll appreciate it. So this is his opinion, and this is him quoting his Rebbe. He's not necessarily not everything Rabbi Yossi says is something he wholeheartedly believes in. He says just this is a teaching I have. Right? We saw this recently. We saw this Thursday night, on the. Right, with Rav Meir also, right? Shamatim Shemekadrin, and we gave that lashon, right? We had the diuk was in the lashon. He says, I heard, they said. I remember I heard a shir once, but not that he holds like that. I don't know. Just it's a thought. It's a hara. It's an opinion out there, but not that he holds like that. We saw that with Rav Meir, and we're saying maybe the same things over here. Dikonami, we also have a diuk, diktani, because it was taught in our Mishnah. Take a look at the previous summit, daf. Right, Diktani, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Av Tolmos Hayid Mishum Chamishes Akein Shesafik Erev Kasher." That Av Tolmos gave an edus that in the name of five Zakenim that Safik Erev is Kasher. Shema Mina. So indeed, we can resolve it and say Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was just quoting a testimony here from Av Tolmos. Though if you'd ask him, like, what halacha makes sense to him, he said, you want to know my shita, when it comes to suffik, like, by Tum and Tahara, I'm machmir, and I'd probably also be at machmir in the case of the Mishnah, but we're just quoting Rav Tolmos here. It doesn't look like that. When you read the Mishnah on its own, it says, Rav Yossi,
the other one is more.
It says, yes. Over here it says, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, over him, Suffolk, Air of Kusher. And Amar Rav Yossi, of Thomas Hayid, Bishop. I think it's a stronger answer for Mayor in the previous summit than what we're saying now. I will give you that, but the Gemara says, Shmami, not. So Gemara thinks it's okay. Rav Amar. Rava says, Hossam Hainu Taima de Rav Yossi. This is not. You want to know really what it's about? It's about the chazakos again. Let's get back to chazaka. Okay, so it's about chazaka. My time of Rabbi Yossi. Hamad tamei al chazkaso. Because you all keep the tamei thing in its chazaka, meaning that we look at the, so What?
Continue.
Yeah. So let's look at the Eruv. What's the status of the Eruv thing? When we last left off, it was a good Eruv. So let's leave it that way. However, over here, the guy is Tame. Let's keep him Tame. He retains his chazaka. Right, if we have a suffik, so this is why Rav Yossi is machmer here and mekel over here. It's nothing to do with whether he's a machmer or mekel in general. It has to do with chazaka. He says we don't know. Leave it status quo. That's a bumper sticker right there. We don't know status quo. So we don't know if it's tamei or tahor. We don't know if he's had a good mikvah, a bad mikvah. Did he go in the mikvah? Did he not go in the mikvah? It's a 46. We don't know. Well, look at him. What is he? Well, he's tamei. So keep him tamei. So the ema lo taval. So and I would say he didn't tovel. So the Gemara says, wait, hold on. Adarava. Hamid mikvah chaskaso. So maybe say the mikvah has a cheskas kashrus. We're calling it a mikvah. Assume it has 47. Meaning we lumped all those cases together. But there was one of the cases was he went into a mikvah and then we're not sure is there 47 in the mikvah or not. So let it keep its chazaka. So you say, oh, this is what it is. Rav Yossi holds chazaka. Really? he's just machmer on chazaka, but we have this case over here where it was chazaka of a mikvah, and he doesn't hold of it. So the Gemara says, ve'ema lo chaser b'mikvah. And so keep the chazaka of the mikvah and say it's not lacking anything. It's a good mikvah. So the Gemara says, no. Shalom nimda. Now we're talking about a mikvah that never had a chazaka in the first place. We never had to measure it yet. Like we threw in a bunch of water. We thought it's a 40 cent, maybe. I don't know. We'll measure it later. In the interim, this guy he tovels in it, and we don't know now. And now he came out, and there's already water that left. We don't know what when he was in there. Wasn't that what's the chazaka? There is no chazaka. There's no chazaka on the status of the mikvah. There is a chazaka on him as the status of a tame, and that's why, according to Rava, Rabbi Yossi would say he is tame over here. Okay. Tanya, learn to the Braisa, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yossi, Safik Erev Kasher. So we said that Rabbi Yossi says Safik Erev Kasher, but let's take a look. What is that case? Erev Betruma, Erev Betruma, if he made an Erev with Truma, Safik Miba'od Yom Nitmeis, Safik Mishach Hashecha Nitmeis. If we have a Safik, whether it became Tame when it was still day, or it was only after it was dark that it became Tame. V'chein B'peiros, Safek mi ba'od yom nitkanu. Safek mishach ha'shecha nitkanu. And also, let's say it wasn't truma. Let's say it was fruit. And over here we're talking about, or any type of produce. And over here we're talking about whether it's tevel or not. And so the question is, and at some point, right, tevel is untithed produce, which is absolutely forbidden from use. So let's assume over here that, when he took off the meiser, did he take it off when it's still daytime, or maybe he only took it off after Shabbos, which on its own is an Isser Derabanan to take off Meister on Shabbos, but also it's going to determine whether the status of this Erev is a good Erev or not. Did he take, was it Tevel, or was it actually tithe produce? So this is the case where it's a Safek. Now, there's something that's a little bit awkward over here, because we're assuming the Chazaka situation. The chazaka situation works for the truma becoming tame, right? Has a cheskas tara, but over here the tevel doesn't have a cheskas being right. It doesn't have or it doesn't have a chazaka of having meiser taken off. That's something that happens afterwards. Meaning its original status is tevel, so it has a cheskas tevel. But over here, we lump these two cases together, so that's going to be something that bothers the Gemara in a moment, but we'll hold that off for now. And if it didn't bother you yet, then don't worry about it yet. Suffix Mishach HaShecha Nitmes, Lechin Peres, Suffix Miba'od Yom Nitznegu, Suffix Mishach HaShecha Nitznegu, Zehu Suffix Erev Kasher. So this is the Suffix Erev case that Rabbi Yossi says is Kasher. Aval Erev B'Truma, but if he made an Erev of Truma, Suffik Tahora, Suffik Temeya, and it's a Suffik whether it's Tahora or Temeya. We don't know, right? We know it's Truma, but there's some reason to question the status of it. Not, it doesn't have to do with the timing. V'chein v'peiros, and also with peiros. Safek nitkanu, safek lo nitkanu. Right? We just see it around. Let's say, I don't know, an amar, it's took it off or whatever. We see if we find produce. We don't know if it's tevel or not. So that's also a safek. So ein zeh safek eir of kasher. That's not the safek eir of kasher that we're talking about. Right? Our safek is the safek of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is when we have this thing, we know it's vadai or seemingly vadai good for the Erev, and then something happened to it and we're not sure of the timing of when that happened. But it's not when the object itself was questionable in the first place and has nothing to do with like the timing now, like because it could be these things never had a cheskas, you know, a cheskas kashrus in the first place. So Maishna Shruma Damrinan Hamid Shruma al Cheskasa. Why is this? The truma that we mentioned has you stand it up and on its chazaka, and it has a chazaka of being tahora. The ema tahora he, and I would say it's tahora. Peirus nami hema tevel chazkasko ve ema lonit kenu. But the chazaka of the tevel is to be tevel, is not to be considered tithed that you can use it. So ve ema lonit kenu. I would say based on chazaka, if you're so gung ho on chazaka, I would say based on chazaka. That's not a good error of a suffix error of by suffix error by Peros that may be tevel. So lo tema suffix mibe od yom nitkenu. So we're gonna rephrase this price a little bit. Don't say that it's a suffix whether it was tithed or not. Ella ema suffix mibe od yom nidmu suffix mishachashecha nidmu. What happened is that it became nidma, it became mixed in with tevel. If you have a mixture of tevel, of tithe produce and tevel, the whole thing is usur. And that's the question, meaning it had a chazakah of being good. We know it was originally not tevel, originally it was fine, it was masukah, and that was fine, but then at some point, tevel got mixed in, and we don't know, did it get mixed in before or after? So this just makes it more comparable to the truma case that became tame at some point. And so that's what we're talking about. So you should re-understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not the question or not of, was Meiser taken off before or after it got dark? No, Meiser was taken off last week. What's the question? The question is, did tevel get mixed in with this produce before or after dark? Okay, good. Want some more chazakas? We have a chazaka for learning chazaka, so we might as well continue. Chazaka. By Rav Shmuel, by Rav Yitzchak, may Rav Huna, ha'ilufanav shtei kikaros. So he asked from Rav Huna, if you have two kikaros in front of you, achas tameh v'achas tahora. One of them is tameh, one of them is tahora, and you don't know which is which. Va'amar, and he says, irvu li b'tahora b'chol makom shehi. I have a couple of loaves of bread here. Whichever one. Oh, by the way, just we have to clarify this. When we're talking about tamei and tahora here, it must be truma over here, because if it's not truma, then if it's tamei, it's actually fine. You're allowed to eat tamei food. Tamei kosher tamei food that maaser was taken off. You're allowed to eat from it. It's truma that became tamei is a big problem. That you can't use for an eruv. So he says, b'tahora b'chol makom shehi. So let's say whichever one is the tahara one, I don't know which one it is, but whichever one is the tahara one, that one is the eruv. Does that work or not? Mahu, what's the day? So tibayler Rabbi Yossi. You can ask this according to Rabbi Meir. You can ask this according to Rabbi Yossi. It's not so posh. You might think it's very simple. When Rabbi Yossi sees the suffix by the eruv, we said, oh, he's. He says it's good, it's kosher. And Remeir says it's not. But really, it's not so simple to either of them. You could find a way to say that even Remeir would be Mekel and even Rabbi Yossi would be Machmer. So let's see. So Tibayla Remeir, Tibayla Rabbi Yossi, Tibayla Remeir, Ad Kan Lo Kamer Remeir. Remeir doesn't say that he's not Machmer. In this case, only Hasim Deleika Tahora. He only says that if there's no Tahora here at all. Hacha ha ika Tahora. But in this collection over here of something that's going to be your Erev, there is something Tahora. So maybe even Remeir, who's Machmir in our Mishnah for a Safek, Yeah, he says, okay, because over there, you know, we look at it as if it's tamea, not usable. But over here, there is a tahara thing here, so maybe that's fine. So maybe Romero would be mekel. Odilma, feel the Reb Yossi, or maybe because from the other end, maybe even for Reb Yossi, lo kamar ela hasam de im isa de hitahora. Right, so maybe he wouldn't say it here. Dim isa to hitahora, because if it's true that this one is the tahora, yadala, he at least knows about it. Avahacha halo yadala, meaning Reb Yossi is mekel in our Mishnah, because that's tzavik. He says, well, I'm looking at one object over here, so it's a safek whether it's tamea or tahora. It's a safek, but if it is tahora, I know that this is it. If it is tahora, this is the one that's tahora because it's the only one there. But over here, aval hacha, halo yadala. He doesn't know. It's this. I don't know if anyone's tahora, but if it is, it's definitely this one. Or maybe not, or maybe this one. So maybe even Reb Yossi would be machmir. So we don't really know. Omer Lay, he responded back to him. So this is Huna, right? Huna responds back to him. Bein Reb Yossi, bein Reb Meir, bein on Suda, ruya meba od yom veleka. Both of them would be machmir and say no, because here's the principle we've mentioned before. We need a suuda that's fitting to be eaten from when it's still day veleka, and we do not have that here. Because you have two loaves of bread, this is not a fitting suda. You can't eat either of them. If you have over here, you have
something to rice.
Yeah, and it's truma tamea, safik rice. So you can't eat this meal. Nobody in the kohen, no one can eat this meal. You don't have a halachic suda here, and it is not acceptable. Okay, boy minei Rava mei Rav Nachman. Rava says, Rava asks Rav Nachman, kikar zuha yom. Chol ulamachar kodesh. So if somebody says, this kikar, this loaf that I have, today is going to be chol, but tomorrow, which is Shabbos, it's going to be hektish. Dedicated as kodesh, I'm declaring it as kodesh. If it's kodesh, if it's hektish, it can't be used as an eruv. So today it's kodesh, today it's chol, tomorrow it's kodesh. Va'omar, and then he says, Ervali bazeh, this is going to be my Erev. Mahu. You're like, why do you have to do that? Why do you make trouble? Right? So what's the halach over here? Amar Leh, he said to him, this is Rava asking for Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman answers him, Eruva Erev, it's a good Erev. And now the assumption that Rashi explains is going on over here is that his, like, what's his kavana when he says Hayom Chol Il Machar Kodesh, and is the Erev a good Erev? So when he says that Machar Kodesh, he means tomorrow after the Erev takes effect. Because in general, a declaration of Hektish will take effect once, based on someone's intent and what you could assume their intent is. So, right.
He's making an Erev once it's
Kodesh. Right. Yes, so where's it points out? Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so that seems to be what he's thinking. But now he's going to ask another question to really to get to this further. So Amar Leh said to him, or did I skip it? Amar Leh, Eruv Eruv, Eruv Eruv. So, okay. Now, sorry, he doesn't say new Amar Leh, but it implies it. Hayom Kodesh. So, what if he says, okay, today, it's going to be, I'm declaring now that it's going to be Kodesh for today. Ulamachar, but on Shabbos, Chol. It's going to lose that status. V'yomar, Eruli Bezeh, Mahu. And he says, the Eruv, this should be an Eruv, what's the din? So, we would assume, according to the same logic, that if he wants it to be his Eruv, by the same logic, it should be right. It should be a good Erev, because when he says today's Kodesh, he means for that to end by, you know, Bein Hashmashos, so that it could be a good Erev. Amar Leh, Rav Nachman says back to him, Ein Eruvo Erev. It's not a good Erev. Maishna, what's the difference? So again, skipping another Amar Leh, but Rava probably is asking here, what's the difference? Amar Leh, he says to him, L'chi, Techol alei kura de milcha, get me a core of salt. Meaning that we've seen this expression before in Masechta Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos. Shabbos is a Dalet, and the Masechta Shabbos over here quotes it by Chulin a couple of times. It means, I'll answer your question after you give me a little bit of, over here it says salt, I think other places it says other types of food, like you have to pay me for an answer. But Rashi believes, and I think other Mepharshim as well, some might say there's like something to that, but some Mepharshim, like it was like a playful thing that sometimes Amorayim would say, you know, like a penny for your thoughts, but no, usually people don't actually give the penny, they get the thoughts for free, you know? So same idea over here. It's like, you want an answer to this one, you buy me ice cream tomorrow, that kind of thing. So, Hayom Chol Ulamachar Kodesh Misreka Lo Nachtale. If it's Chol today, and then tomorrow becomes Kodesh, so it doesn't leave its Sveika, it doesn't leave its Sveika, meaning it has a Chazaka of being fine, and now we have a Safek, so it's fine, it retains the status. But Kedusha Hayom Kodesh Kedusha Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Chol. Sorry, I read that incorrectly. Let me try again. Lo nachtale kedusha. It didn't lose. It doesn't go out from its kedusha. Hayom kodesh ulamachar chol. But if I say today it's kodesh, ulamachar chol, and tomorrow it's going to be chol, misveka lo pakale kedusha semine. It doesn't leave its status of suffix, meaning that doesn't like break out from its kedusha from this chazaka. Meaning over here we have a chazaka. If right now it's chol, it's a chazaka, and now we have a suffix, so we're not going to take it out if it's a chazaka, and therefore it's a good eruv. But if today it's kodesh and tomorrow it's chol, now it has chezkas kodesh, and now we have a suffix, so the suffix is not going to pull it out of its status, and therefore it's not a good eruv. Okay, a little bit more. Tanan, we went to the Mishnah. Tanan Hassan, we went to the Mishnah over there. This is a Mishnah in Tvul Yom. Mishnah Yom has learned this about 2 weeks ago, this Mishnah. Lugin, if you have some sort of picture, Tvul Yom Shemeleho Menachavis, Shel Meiser Tevel. This is a good chop. You're going to like this chop. So you fill it up from a chavisa of Meiser. You have a barrel of Meiser Tevel. Meiser Tevel. What's Meiser Tevel? Is it Meiser or is it Tevel? It's a tricky one. So this is Meiser that was taken off and given to the Levi. And the Levi didn't give a Trumas Meiser yet, right? So this is you, and you didn't give your Trumas Meiser yet. So the Levi is not just like Yisrael can't benefit from the Meis from the whatever he didn't. It's still Tevel. If he didn't give Meiser to the Levi, he didn't give a 10% to the Levi. But the Levi has to give Trumas Meiser 10% to the Kohen. Until then, it's called Trumas Meiser, and he can't benefit from it. Tvul Yom. Just to clarify what Tvul Yom is, we mentioned it briefly in the previous Amud. Tvul Yom is a halakhic status where something is midiraisa would be really tahor because it was already immersed in the mikvah, sprinkled, or depending on the case. And but midirabanan, they decree that you have to wait for the sun to set. You need erev shemesh for the sun to set in order for you to get full tahara. So now it's like in a quasi tame state. It's a much lighter level of tumah called tful yom. A person can have the status. A kli can have the status. In fact, by para adumo, they dafka made someone a tful yom to prove to the tzedukim there's such a concept of tful yom. So anyway, you have this case of tful yom. It's tameh, and you can't have it go in contact with meiser. So what did he do? So he has this pitcher that's tful yom, and he fills it up with meiser tevel, that nothing was taken off of it yet. Va'amar, and he says, Harizet Trumas Meiser, this is going to be Trumas Meiser, meaning he's taking off a tenth of it and giving it to the Kohen, and then it's going to have a status of Truma, and it's going to be Kodesh, and if it's Kodesh, it can't be in a Tvul Yom object, it can't be, it'll be like a Tameh. Right, if it's a Tvul Yom picture, or any Tameh picture, you can't have Truma in it. So he says, this is going to be Trumas Meiser, when it becomes dark. Hear this clap? So he has Meiser Tevel in this Tvul Yom. That you can hold a Tvul Yom picture. You can have it in a Tvul Yom picture. What's wrong with putting your Meiser Tevel in a Tvul Yom picture? The only problem is if that's Truma, then it's a problem. So he says, this should become truma once it gets dark. At which point, it's already tahor because it was already immersed, and it's just waiting on the clock. It's the clock. Does that work? Survey says, Dvar of Kayamin. It works. Now here, this is the next one. I don't remember this part from the Mishnah. I forgot if this was in the Mishnah of Tul Yom, or this is just the Gemara's edition, or Braisa. Vim Amar Eruvuli Bazeh. And if he says, and this should, and it should be an Eruv for me at that point. So it's Truma, which Truma can be an Eruv, that's fine, because it's maybe, and right to Machlokas, maybe only for a Kohen, maybe for anyone, because a Kohen can benefit. It was there. Lo Amar Klum. It does not take effect. It does not become. That does not work. So at the same time that it's going to become tahor, the twil yom kli is going to become tahor, and that's going to be considered truma. But you can't also say that it was usable at the time of Beinish Mashos. So Amar Rava. Rava says because right,
like a stira at that time.
Yeah, because at that time it was tevel meiser and that or some meiser tevel, sorry, and if it was meiser tevel, it was not usable for a suda. So when Beinish Mashos took place, it wasn't. So we're going to split up the times a little bit, split hairs. So Amarava Zosamaris, this actually tells you sofayom kona erev, the end of the day acquires the erev. The end of the day, meaning Beinish Mashos has two parts to it. It has the end of Friday and the beginning of Shabbos. So it's, we see over here that when's the most critical time? The beginning of Beinish Mashos. Because at the beginning of Beinish Mashos, that's when everything, you know, like that's when we're basing everything. Because if you would say Tchilas Hayom Kone, if you'd say the beginning of Shabbos, it's Kona Erev. If you'd say that the later part of Beinish Mashos were the beginning of where it's the, you know, the beginning of the new day of Shabbos, be Kona Erev. Yamar Erev Ali Bazeh Amaylo Amar Klum. If you would say this should be an Erev for me, why doesn't that count as anything? That's actually fine. So Amar Rava says Afilu Teim Etchilas Yayom Kona Erev. You could say no, even the beginning of the day, meaning. Not the beginning of Beinish Mashos. The beginning of Shabbos, meaning the later part of Beinish Mashos. You can even say that's when the Enev, where they just go to the Erev. But what's the difference? Why over here it does not count as anything? Because he says, Be'inan Suda Haruya mi Be'od Yom Veleika. Because he says that we need that when it's still day, it needs to be a Suda. And it was Meiser Teva when it was still day. Right? So we need it to be an edible suda, at least part of the point where it's still day. So it could be, says Rav Papa, the most critical time of Beinish Mashos that we're focusing on is really the later part of Beinish Mashos, but that's not the point. We need that when it's still daytime for it to be considered a viable suda, and it is not, because it was Meiser Tevel, and you cannot necessarily prove, Rava, from this case of Tvil Yom, you cannot necessarily prove the most critical time of the Beinish Mashos.